DW.
This is the toilet of the bat on the leaves.
These leaves are like the bat's toilet, all over here on the plant leaves. This means they come here and eat from the trees. This is the tree where they eat.
They eat from the tree. It's from the tree they eat.
Richard Keeter points to the dark purple droppings that cover some leaves along the narrow path snaking through the dense forest. The 54-year-old has a soft smile and friendly eyes. Dressed in a check shirt, brown trousers and yellow rubber boots, he veers off the path and walks into thick bush, hacking at sticky vines and thorny branches with his machete.
Damn it. It's plenty. Wow.
Wow, there are plenty. I got like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 bats on this one.
That's in this one.
Richard makes his way to a finely meshed net that's barely visible to the human eye. It stretches over 10 metres between 2 bamboo poles. Caught in the mesh are 5 squirming bats.
You see, the way I was hanging the net over there, it's a specific way of the bats.
You see, the way I hung the net over there, the bats move in a specific way, so you cross the net. You don't run it parallel to how the bats fly. You hang it in their path, and then you'll be able to catch them. But if you hang it parallel to them, they'll move along the net, and you won't get anything.
The hunter carefully plucks the bats from the net, swiftly breaks their necks, and drops them in an old rice sack slung over his shoulder. He then walks on to check the next net. Richard has been hunting bats, birds, snakes, monkeys and other creatures of the bush since the late 1970s.
The bats fly at night. Only moonlight.
The bats fly at night, except when the moon shines, then they don't fly. They usually come out at around 8 o'clock, but by 1 o'clock they stop flying because then the moon starts to shine. The little time we've got to catch them is from 8 o'clock to maybe 1 or 2 o'clock at night.
Maybe 1 or 2 o'clock at night.
It's early in the morning. The sun has just risen, and its rays barely reach the ground through the thick foliage of the forest, just an hour's drive from Bangor. The small city lies about 200 kilometres northeast of Liberia's capital, Monrovia, and it's not too far from neighbouring Guinea.
When I'm out of money, I go in the bush.
When I run out of money, I go to the bush and bring back more bats.
I bring more bats.
During mango season, Richard says he can catch 80 to 100 bats in one net, and he sells his prey as far away as Monrovia. For 15 bats, he earns up to 2,000 Liberian dollars, or about 11 euros.
People want to eat it. People tired eating the canned food they bring to us.
People want to eat them. They are tired of the canned food they bring us. It contains all kinds of chemicals. That's the problem. If you live right, you will live longer. But people came to discourage us and told us that bush meat is not good. We had all these things we used to eat to make us strong Africans. But the people came to discourage us. Don't eat this, don't eat that. Look at the food people are bringing to us.
It will make you that day. Look at the food the people are bringing to us.
Not everyone would agree with Richard that freshly caught bats are healthier than processed foods. 5 years ago, the Ebola virus ravaged Liberia, Sierra Leone and Guinea. It infected nearly 30,000 people and killed more than 11,000. The outbreak began in December 2013 when a toddler in a remote village in Guinea was infected with Ebola. It was suspected that he'd gotten the virus from playing with a bat. From there, the deadly disease spread to the 2 other West African countries.
Ebola, it was bad in a way, but it did not take
Ebola was bad in a way, but it did not take anybody from me. It only affected my market because they said nobody should eat bat. That damaged my business. That was the only problem I had with Ebola. People came and told us every bush animal contains Ebola, especially the bat. But I ate bat at the time. I only ate bat. They said it has Ebola. What kind of lie is that?
What kind of lie is this?
During the Ebola outbreak, governments across the region imposed a ban on the hunting and consumption of meat from wild animals. Public health messages warned people about the potential dangers of eating such meat. But while there was a decrease in the hunting and eating of wild animals, especially bats, during the worst part of the Ebola outbreak in Liberia, many people weren't deterred.
I deny it. It was false.
I deny it. It was false and misleading. I ate bat and nothing happened to me. Nobody ever ate bat and dropped dead from Ebola. Those who were preventing it at the hospital were dying instead. I believe that people brought certain demons that were doing all of those things. If somebody says you will drown if you fall into water, and I fall into it and don't drown, I will say they are lying. If the water can't catch me, can they say I will drown?
They say if I fall, I will drown.
Today, however, the Ebola outbreak in West Africa is over, and Liberians are back to eating bushmeat. That includes bats, monkeys, rodents, and deer. For many people, it's a more affordable and better-tasting option than frozen chicken, leftovers from Europe imported at dumping prices. Emmanuel Dwer is a health surveillance officer in Bong County, where Banga is located.
Bushmeat in Liberia is the source of protein for people. Liberia has tropical forests. People use that to hunt meat. And many people in Liberia love to eat bushmeat. There are just very few people in Liberia who do not eat bushmeat. And among the population, those who do not eat bushmeat are not actually typical Liberians. 99% of the Liberians love to eat bushmeat.
Emmanuel was at the forefront of the fight against Ebola in 2014 and 15. He's worried about the consumption of bushmeat, especially bats. Even more so, since the Ministry of Health recently announced that the Zaire strain of the Ebola virus, which was responsible for the outbreak in West Africa, has for the first time been found in a bat in Liberia. While this preliminary discovery brings us closer to understanding just where and how the deadly virus jumps the species barrier, Emmanuel says that people are going to take a long time to change their behaviour.
We are not friendly with bats. Many of the outbreaks that happen in Africa is from animals. Ebola from bat, Lassa fever from rat, yellow fever from the apes. So dead animals are here. In our midst, we are hunting them on a daily basis. We are not friendly with them. We kill them for eating. So there's a need to strengthen a one health approach where the animal health, the environmental health, the human health, we need to work together. We need to make a strong legislation. People in the House of Representatives, they need to be looking at that. The Forest Development Agency in Liberia, are they reinforcing them to be able to implement these rules that don't kill animals, don't do this, don't eat dead animals? We have problem with behavior change, and behavior change is a gradual process.
Emmanuel stresses that a strong surveillance system in his country is only possible if the human, animal, and wildlife health sectors work together to better predict, prevent, and respond to interconnected health threats. According to the US Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, as many as 60% of all communicable diseases and 75% of emerging infectious diseases originate with animals.
How many people are eating bats? What can we do to discourage the community from eating bats? Do we still believe that the Ebola is in bat, or we believe the other way? Many people are saying that the Ebola virus was caused by people who brought the virus to Liberia. In fact, it was not the bat, the virus is not in the animal. They have been eating the animal, grandparents and other people eating it. So why they couldn't get Ebola? But at that time, they were also dying. They did not know what killed them. But this time, at least we know what killing people when there is a virus disease, we know. So we started to do that awareness to people before they even announced that we had a virus in bat.
Despite the fact that there are laws regulating the hunting and protection of wild animals, Emmanuel says people just don't comply with them. He also adds that some hunters even go as far as killing endangered species.
In Liberia, you used to find elephant many places. But this time, if you go in the Nima forest, you won't find elephant. They compromise this law. They don't take the law to be very strong. They just pass the law because we got law. But how well are we implementing the law? That's the problem. International community gave huge money for preserving forest, but still people are hunting, going into those places and killing the animals, selling it to people.
One thing Emmanuel is certain of, though, is that when the next outbreak comes, he'll be prepared.
I keep telling people who are part of the surveillance system that we need to continue with some stimulation exercises in our country. After some long time of quietness, there is a likelihood that one day we will have an outbreak. So we always make sure that our response team, the rapid response team, is active and ready at any time to respond to outbreak. Because we are living in a global village, where people move just within a twinkle of an eye from one place to another. So we should be ready at all times.
DW.